Well, now,
one teacher is all they had, you know.
That'd be just for the whole bunch.
For the whole community, but there wasn't too many people there either.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was...
A long time ago, there wasn't too many settlers there.
There wasn't too many settlers out around.
No, there wasn't too many people there, too. If you just get two or three kids from this family, two of that, and by the time you get around five families, you done got all the whole community.
Right.
That's all the people who lived there. And they had little log cabins, and they had schoolhouses, of course. And finally, they'd get some good-looking little girl teacher come in there, and she'd get married, and then they'd have to get another one. That's just about what happened. Some of them old cowboys would grab her.
Oh, they did? Well, where was your mother's parents from Tennessee?
Yeah, they was in Tennessee. My grandfather Bridges was in the Civil War, and him and his brother, and they got split up, and they never saw one another for 25, 30 years after the Civil War was over. And,
were they on different sides?
No, they were on the same side, but they just got separated, and no way of getting connection to one another. Nobody knew where nobody was at.
Uh-huh.
They just have to run on to one another to find one another.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way of calling somebody or finding out somebody like mm-hmm. that. See, my father had...
Where did his parents come from?
All came out of Texas.
They
were all raised in Texas, and there was five of them boys, and they was all in the Civil War, he said.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the last one to go, and he wasn't 12 years old when he left. When he enlisted. That was it's not nothing to brag about, don't get it, but he had a little old pony, told me.
Uh-huh.
My grandfather had a little old pony, and so he kept it hid out, keep the Indians from getting it, and keep the northern people and soldier boys from stealing it, And they found out he had that pony, and they was going to steal it off of him, and him and this Yankee got out of this Confederate got into a fight or somewhere or another, and he shot him. And he thought he killed him, and probably did, I don't know. Anyway, he got on a little pony and left. And that's when he left, when he was 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to his brothers and stayed with them
mm-hmm.
the rest of the war.
Mm-hmm.
And they all come back.
Oh, they did?
He told me what little I got out of my daddy. They fought up and down Crowley Ridge here in Arkansas.
Oh.
Just like a these guerrilla warfare they have now.
Mm-hmm.
There was a bunch of them, maybe 400 or 500, but they never was no big regiment of them, a big something like that. They fought and run.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a bunch of Indians, you know. They slip in on them boats and raise can of them boats, and you know, they going up and down White River and Mississippi River and places, mm-hmm. and they do all their fighting, and then before they got organized, they done be gone again.
It's just guerrilla warfare.
Uh-huh. That's what they were fighting. They're trying to keep them getting supplies up the river. No.
Uh-huh.
Not a whole lot of the same thing like we have these days. They just had rifles.
Uh-huh.
Rifles and ponies.
And what kind of ammunition did they put in
there? Well, muzzle loaders. They just had old muzzle loaders. These here, they crammed down in there like that, one shot at a time.
Uh-huh.
That's all kinds of guns. They had a little pistol.
What they put in then?
They put a little hammer on it, it'll load it on a bridge. Oh, I saw some pretty little pistols at not souvenir shops. Anyhow, we sold them at...
And this is a homemade...
Yeah, it's a homemade stock. it was... Got shot off or lost off or something. Mm-hmm. And see, this is all real good brace, but this is iron, and it's an iron barrel. That's for close range shooting. And you can cover it up in your hand. I've seen...